The hospital in Slovansk treated many separatists wounded in a battle with Ukrainian forces on Monday that killed a number of fighters on both sides. The strategy of the Ukrainian forces has been to surround and isolate the separatist stronghold towns of Slovansk and Kramatorsk. Despite this latest attack by militants, Ukrainian Security Services spokesperson Marina Ostapenko says things are progressing as planned.
Now I can say that Kramatorsk is under control of the anti-terrorist forces, except for the center of town. Separatists there, as well as in Slavyansk, are still in control of buildings.
The strategy to force the separatists to retreat to their occupied buildings can be effective, says analyst Dmitry Timchuk with Kiev's Center for Military and Political Research, but he is concerned the Ukrainian forces are spread too thin.
If they have blocked Slovyansk, I question how tight it is blocked and how effective the area is controlled now. With other areas, for example, Kramatorsk in particular, I have huge questions.
Security spokesperson Ostapenko says that in one recent battle, Ukrainian forces were outnumbered by separatists but still managed to win.
I can say that during the operation, a real fight began. The guys from Ukrainian special forces had to face an opponent that in numbers was twice as big as their group.
Timchuk says to succeed, the military must continue to fight in a systematic and sustained manner despite mounting casualties. And he says this will be a real test of leadership for the government.
First of all, deal with Slovyansk operation completely to the end. After that, Kramatorsk, and after that, free all occupied areas. But if Ukrainian forces don't have enough resources, and here we see that it is not clear if they do or not, in this environment, if there is no political will, it's very difficult.
Kiev is also sending a National Guard unit to Odessa to reestablish control after deadly clashes erupted between pro-Russian activists and supporters of the Ukrainian government. The Ukrainian government accuses Russia of supporting the separatists to destabilize the country ahead of the planned May 25th elections. Moscow says Kiev and the West are provoking the bloodshed. Brian Patton, VOA News, Kiev.